This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. Mr. Merz arrived at Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel International Airport in Ahmedabad early this morning. German Chancellor is on a two-day official visit to India beginning today at the invitation of Prime Minister Modi. Mr. Merz will pay homage to Sabarmati Ashram today and participate in the International Kite Festival, reflecting the cultural ties between the two countries. Later in the day, the German Chancellor will visit Dandi Kutir, a museum dedicated to Mahatma Gandhi's life and India's freedom movement. Tomorrow, Mr. Merz will travel to Bengaluru, where he will visit Bosch's Adugodi campus, highlighting Indo-German collaboration in manufacturing and innovation. He will also visit the Center for Nanoscience and Engineering, showcasing countries' advancements in cutting-edge research and technology. The ministry highlighted that the visit is expected to further deepen the strategic partnership between the two nations, reinforcing cooperation across economic, technological, and people-to-people domains.
The Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue, now in its second edition, is a national platform designed to facilitate structured engagement between India's youth and national leaders.
Today is National Youth Day. It commemorates the birth anniversary of Swami Vivekanand. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the concluding session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi this evening. Mr. Modi will interact with around 3,000 youth from across the country, along with young delegates representing the international diaspora. Selected participants will make their final presentations to the Prime Minister across 10 thematic tracks, sharing youth-led perspectives and actionable ideas on key areas of national importance. During the program, Prime Minister will release essay compilation for Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026, comprising selected essays authored by young participants on India's developmental priorities and also long-term nation-building goals. More on this from our correspondent.
The Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue, now in its second edition, is a national platform designed to facilitate structured engagement between India's youth and national leadership. Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue aligns with the Prime Minister's Independence Day call to engage 1 lakh youth in politics without political affiliation and provide them a national platform to make their ideas for Viksit Bharat a reality. Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026, which began on Friday, has witnessed participation from over 50 lakh youth across the country at various levels. The young leaders converging at the national level championship have been selected through a rigorous merit-based 3-stage selection process comprising a nationwide digital quiz, an essay challenge, and state-level vision presentations. The second edition of the dialogue builds upon the success of its inaugural edition with key new additions, including the introduction of Design for Bharat, Tech for Viksit Bharat, Hack for a Social Cause, expanded thematic engagements, and international participation for the first time, further strengthening the dialogue's scope and impact. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will launch its 64th PSLV mission today, marking a critical moment for India's space program. The mission, designed PSLV C62/EOS-N1, will lift off from Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota at 10:17 a.m. The Anvesha satellite is designed to provide cutting-edge imaging capabilities, enabling India to map enemy positions with pinpoint accuracy. In men's cricket, hosts India defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in the first ODI of the 3-match series at Vadodara, Gujarat. Chasing a target of 301 runs, India overhauled the score, posting 306 for the loss of 6 wickets in 49 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.